Well, I might use it to describe the taste of butter, but it's something strange looking. You know, that's funky looking.
If it's strange. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Could you use it for about music?
Yeah.
Play the funky music.
Different.
Yeah. Something that's just kind of striking or peculiar.
I guess so.
It's funky. Do you associate that word with a particular kind of person? Might be more likely to use it than another.
The kind of guys that have weird out of their waist, I don't know. Yeah.
I was wondering.
He's funky looking.
Yeah. But you don't necessarily associate with black usage.
No.
Okay. Any idea of what you might make out of the meat from a hog's head?
No.
Have you ever heard
pickled pig's feet? No, that's the feet.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of souse or hog head cheese?
No.
Have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
Liver pudding?
Never heard of it.
Liverwurst?
Liverwurst.
Yeah, you're familiar with that.
That's good.
All right. Travis says it comes in a tube sort of thing usually.
I don't know. Right. I've never bought it. Yeah. I had never tasted it. And one time when I was working, somebody brought me a sandwich made out of it.
Mm.
Okay. I just tasted it.
Mm. This is kind of gross, but have you ever heard anything made out of hog's blood?
No.
Blood pudding?
Never heard it.
Okay, not the sort of thing I talked about earlier in the morning.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard of scrapple?
No.
All right. Any term for thick, sour milk that women used to keep on hand in the kitchen, make things out of?
Buttermilk.
All right. Anything similar to that?
No.
You ever heard of clabber?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never used it.
Can you say that for me?
Clabber.
All right. Do you have any idea of what kind of cheese could be made out of clabber?
Don't know.
Well, it's the kind of thing that you could have on a salad. A lot of times if people on their diet, they'll have, you know, it's this white stuff.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah, right. Okay. And say if... The stuff that cows produce, call that
milk.
Yeah. Now, if you want to, after, if a farmer's just milked his cow and he wants to get some of the impurities out, you say he has to, the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Through a wire mesh thing, he'll
strain it.
Sure. Okay. Something that's a dessert that would be baked in a deep dish with maybe apple slices or peach slices and have a thick
cobbler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, apparently.
Love it.
All right. Quick hand can you have?
What?
What kind of cobbler can you have?
Peach cobbler? Yeah. Apple cobbler?
Yeah. Could you have blackberry cobbler?
We've never had it.
Yeah. Okay. This expression, if somebody has a really good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Mm-hmm. Any other expression?
Mm-hmm. He eats a lot.
Right. He likes to put away his groceries, his victuals.
Never heard it like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hog.
Okay. What about some type of sweet liquid, maybe cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, something like that, that you could pour over a pudding or over gingerbread, something like that? What would you call that?
I don't know. Some sort of glaze? I don't know.
All right. Would that ever be some kind of sauce? Could you call it that?
I guess so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a sauce and a gravy? When you think
because gravy is what you make, like when you cook chicken, make it out of the chicken broth or whatever.
Right.
And the roast, you know, the whatever cooks out of it, the gravy cooks out.
Do you think...
But sauce, I don't know, sauce reminds me of ketchup or A1 or something that you pour on steak, I don't know.
I see, steak sauce, something like barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Food that you take between regular meals, you say you're having a...
snack.
Mm-hmm. And you get up in the morning and you breakfast at 7 o'clock.